The main thing that was so unexpected, I'd been prepared to believe that the British had sunk the German battleship Bismarck. But then again, on those two dives, and closely, you know, you're operating within about 20 feet of the ship and looking at it closely. The first thing I discovered on my first dive is that, my goodness, there aren't any holes from torpedoes or shells below or anywhere near the waterline. So what sunk the Bismarck? Well, we had on our first dive, we had two of the original Bismarck crew who survived. They were two of only 125 out of over 2,000 people that were rescued. The rest all left to drown the sea by the British. And they had always maintained there had been over 20 people in their scuttling party. So the most startling thing is, first, Bismarck was in beautiful shape. Paint, the teakwood deck, everything. And then the other thing is that there was no holes that would have caused her to sink. And then, so that was probably the most surprising thing. And Bismarck was quite different than Titanic. Titanic was, you know, was 880 feet long, about 70 feet longer than Bismarck. And Titanic's just scattered all over the ocean. You have 220 feet of the the bow one place, and then almost 1,000 meters or 3,000 feet is about 120 some odd feet of the stern, and everything that was in between is just scattered all over the ocean, including anything and everything anybody would ever take to sea: briefcase, clothing, shoes. On the case of Bismarck, the only thing you saw around Bismarck was, and it didn't register at first, was in just hundreds of black shoes and occasionally jackets. And of course, they're like tombstones all around Bismarck. And of course, these were from the bodies of the people that were left to drown after they abandoned ship on Bismarck, and they were not picked up by anybody. So, totally different experience. Titanic, when you first go down, you could feel, you had the whole feeling of that loss of life, tragic loss of life right off the bat. While Bismarck, when I first went down, I viewed it like a former submarine commander, as an evil entity with no humanity involved. And it isn't until you start noticing these hundreds of black boots around that you realize how many young men were lost, you know, all volunteers in Bismarck. And one thing not commonly known about the loss of Bismarck, it has something like 500 German naval cadets aboard just for their summer cruise.